this week on the season finale of Hot Couple Chronicles.
We finally have a platform where we don't have to be censored and no one can tell us what to say or what
not
to do. And
all.
Yeah, this is our show. So whatever happens, it's ours. This has never really made us any money ever.
No.
We make like scraps for a couple of codes that we sometimes people use and stuff. And the effort that we've done for the last 4 years, I post multiple times a day. Every single day for 4 years and make content and do a podcast and
literally
it's all
for
heart.
The community and for
it's all a love project. It's definitely a passion project. It's a love thing. It's a heart thing. You know how many people have seen our videos and have walked up to us and told us that we've changed their entire lives?
Yeah. We're on the brink of separating or divorce because we wouldn't talk to each other,
but we wanted the same thing and had no idea because we didn't even know where to begin. And we saw a video of yours and it sparked a conversation.
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah.
Happy I'm still
Wednesday.
Surprised people want to listen to us talk and blabber on, sit in our bed and
ramble.
Hang out and ramble. But we appreciate you for doing it. Happy hump day. It's our favorite day.
Is it?
Not Wednesday, but we do love a good hump.
We do. Touche. Touche.
I like to see all the booties on social media. Yeah. This week, this has been a story that we've told a million times, and also we haven't told anyone a little bit about the things that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But this is going to be all about swing talk and social media and how in the heck we got here, why we have a podcast, how we ended up.
Yeah, how we got here. Today. We've touched on it before, but
we've
we're
going
to go more in depth.
Yeah,
and
we've told these stories and told it a million times. To
where we started, where we are, and how we want to continue.
Where the future is going, and somewhere behind the scenes, and our views and our opinions on the whole thing. It should be a good one. I know a lot of people have been wanting to hear more about this, so here it is. We finally have a platform where we don't have to be censored, and no one can tell us what to say or what to do. And
all.
Yeah. This is our show, so whatever happens, it's ours.
Yes.
So yeah, stay tuned. Where to begin? This is about 4 years ago, and as soon as we got excited and realized there was a community, we went to the club, and it turns out there was all sorts of people on social media. We were like, we could find swingers on social media. There's a whole space for people on social media.
And it was my idea. I'm not going to lie.
It was all his idea.
Because...
And he's the reason I'm here. And you see my face every day. But it was my idea. The video itself was my idea. He was doing, the first video was, I don't even count that one because that one was whatever.
But that one really was the first. It got.
I don't really count it though.
Like
ever.
350.
Okay. I don't even
think
about
really
that
wasn't a real video. It was just pictures, like a slideshow.
So lame and stupid. Whatever, but the real video that made us go viral, he was opening Amazon package for a flag because it was, you know, Christmas was over. We needed a new flag for outside.
For the garden,
And I was on deal on Amazon and it said, welcome. It was just a right side up pineapple. Nothing too crazy because we weren't ready to be like out there yet. But little sign, little subtle, you know, little cue. And so he was opening it up and I was just like, no, wait, hold on. I want to film you taking off the other one with our name on it and then putting the pineapple one on. And it was so stupid.
I was in like nasty sweatpants and my ratty shoes,
like mowing sneakers, like a hoodie or something.
And just, like a gray like shirt. Like I was not ready. No. I was not camera
and
ready.
And the grass was dead. Everything was brown because it was January. Yeah, it was not aesthetically pleasing. Plus, he had to pick. It was so pixelated because he didn't want our last name on social media. So yeah. He had to do, but we didn't know how to do any of the fancy stuff because we'd never done social media before.
Posted frame videos. By frame on my phone was blurring out the name as it flew through the air.
Yeah.
And every time it renders, it's just the quality goes down and down.
It was so bad.
And by the time I got done with it, it was like 1997 video.
So bad. Not proud of it, but... You know, that was the one that did it. That's the one that caught everybody's attention. And that's the one that I really credit for us being who we are and what we are and everything. And so I do. I love it. And it means a lot. And I still don't have the original video because we ended up losing that account. And that was before I knew about SnapTik or SnapTalk and all the things to copy your videos. And so I didn't know that. So I lost all of the earlier videos.
And we really didn't understand the... hatred on social media
and the fact that you could just lose your accounts and all the videos you've ever
so
made.
So we never even because we weren't putting anything like super risque or sexy
even
on on social media, so we never thought twice that we were going to lose that account.
We didn't realize that we'd be reported, mass reported constantly, and you had to censor every little thing we say or do because we're swingers and they hate us out there for some. Still don't understand.
Yeah, don't understand why. It, but we're trying to change that.
That's why we're here. And then, that video got like 7 million views or whatever. That video is the reason why our whole family and all of our friends and everyone we've ever met knows that we're swingers pretty much. And that's when Swing Talk was a thing at that point, kind of trending, and which was most of the reason why we put the video on there is because we discovered Swing Talk and there was a whole community of people. We didn't know anyone in it, but we knew there was younger people on social media that were doing videos. We didn't know who they were or what they were doing.
Yeah, we just saw them as we were scrolling.
Yeah.
And
I resisted TikTok. Like I didn't really
think twice that it was going to do anything, these videos.
No.
Like, never thought. It was just something fun.
Like 20 other swingers.
And then when that video blew up and everybody found out, our knee-jerk reaction was to run away and hide. Yeah. But at that point, everybody already knew.
Yeah.
So we pushed into it like we do.
We're not good at lying. We're definitely not good at lying.
We're not. I'm the worst liar.
You're like the most open book you'll ever meet, unfortunately. But fortunately, we can't. Everybody already knew. So we just leaned into it and
started making videos.
Then, we started just.
Well, TikToks, I guess. They're not real videos. Yeah. Just
and we got excited. You know, it was new. It was like you're starting to learn how to make videos, how to create stuff, starting to playing around with the app and getting on the trends and all the things that were going on for COVID and the dances and all the things that were. TikTok was huge back then.
Yeah. Well, because every video we put up, it was 20,000 views within the first 20 minutes. Those first, I'd say 6 months on social media.
That was really easy to get hundreds of thousands of views. Yeah. No problem. Barely had to try.
If a video got below 20, we were like, oh, that one flopped.
Yeah. Yeah. 20,000 was like, oh, man, that stinks.
Yeah.
was crazy. Shadow banned for sure.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
That's how we learned. We're like, oh, it only got 15,000 views. Like, shadow banned.
Yeah.
Now we know what really shadow banned means.
Yeah. My entire account. All the time. Every day.
But in this time frame, our account was getting lots of followers and we hit over the 10K mark within a couple weeks. Within the first, month and a half, we had 20,000-30,000 followers on that first account. We only had maybe a handful of videos.
Yeah. And we weren't posting like I do now. Like it was very sporadic whenever I felt like it. And it wasn't really that official yet.
That's when we started going live a little bit more, like TikTok lives. And that's how we got introduced to some other people on social media.
Yeah, they would pop in and say
interact
hi.
And hi. And that's really when we started meeting all these other swinger influencer TikTokers, what you want to call them.
And they're all like our age. And a lot of them are in our area. And we hadn't really, other than trapeze, haven't done anything lifestyle. We hadn't done anything else.
Being that it was different in a way that a lot of people were in the Southeast. Mm-hmm. And we knew mutual friends.
Yeah.
Like, we knew a lot of mutual people. And so, like, we kind of connected in that way.
Yeah, a lot of them went to the same club. And so we had all really known, had the same friends, known the same people.
Yeah, we just hadn't met in person yet.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'd go back and forth. They'd comment on our stuff, and then we'd be watching their stuff and like and comment. You just get to know people on social media. I met some of our best friends and closest friends on social media.
Oh, yeah. It's
very thankful for TikTok.
Absolutely. But that's when Dan from Twig Nation reached out to me. Well, he reached out to us on the account and said, hey, here's my number.
Yeah.
Give me a call or text me. I'm trying to build this community.
Yeah.
And we want to, you know, change
the world,
you know, just get rid of change the negative stigma.
Yeah.
And we need an army to change the laws and go to Congress and this and that. And after talking to him for a few days, we kind of, you know, bounced it around, didn't really take it too serious. And then we decided.
I kept putting it off, but.
We finally decided, okay, we can.
It's kind of weird a little bit.
We'll just become influencers with the Swinger Society.
Yeah. Well, you like text with them and talk to them. And,
yeah. And we became influencers. And then
it was a very small group of people. It was a very tiny handful of people. At that time, it was pretty brand new, Swinger Society.
Yeah, like, I think when we became influencers on the Discord server, it was less than 10,000 people on there.
It was very small.
And
Discord was, because we kept getting banned on social media and all of us kept losing our accounts, it was a good hub for all of our followers and us to have all of our sites on there and all of our videos on there and a place for us to share without being censored. Because Discord, you can pretty much do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want.
And so it's a private server, so you can put whatever you want on there. And there was we met some really good people on
off
there.
Discord. Yeah,
on off the Discord server.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that. And then finally, in the late March of that year.
Dallas's birthday.
We finally met a big group of the influencers. Was it all the influencers at the time?
It could have been.
I don't remember.
Dan and Lacey weren't there.
Well, they
weren't. They came trapeze, but they didn't.
Well, and at this time, we had Kick messages and Snapchats.
Yeah, we were very close. We were texting.
We were texting daily in groups and everything like that. And so we made a group that was going to Dallas's birthday party.
Yeah, they all had an Airbnb. And we were staying in either hotels or Airbnbs and stuff. Yeah. And we connected with a couple from Illinois, actually, ironically enough. And they were coming. They drove all the way down here for it. And we stayed at a hotel next to theirs, hung out with them. We had never met anybody, but they had.
Yeah.
So they were like, such a good group of people. You're going to have so much fun. It's okay. Cause I was so nervous because we realized like all these people are like social media.
Yeah.
They're on social media. Yeah. They're they've been doing this for a second and turns out they had only met each other like once before that too, but we didn't realize how early on we had jumped in there.
Yeah. We thought they're all like the best of friends, but everybody was really pretty
social media based, friendships and stuff. And it just felt like, they're so close. But we were talking all of the time.
We definitely felt when we went into it of that we're the outsiders going into it.
We still feel.
And we still feel that way.
Like we're outsiders and trying to get into the kid club.
Looking for a fresh way to connect in the lifestyle? Welcome to the Playground, a modern space where open-minded adults meet, explore, and create unforgettable connections.
Built for the lifestyle community, the Playground is where curiosity meets connection.
Ready to join the fun? Click the link below and start your adventure with the Playground today.
But like, she was like, oh no, it's going to be great. It's going to be fine. Yeah. Come on, let's do this. So she took us to the Airbnb to meet everybody and it was fun. We did a bunch of TikToks and then DJ Life of Spice. That was before he DJed. That was when he just fiddled around with the mixing board and stuff.
Like he had his stuff in the living room Airbnb.
Yeah. So I said, I've watched you since the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of how far he's come because we used to have him DJ all of our little house parties and it's good memories.
Yeah.
Good times.
Say everybody there was, this was when like OnlyFans was really starting to, so they took sexy pictures for
everybody
that.
Was all about the OnlyFans. That was when they're all hyped up about that. And that's when I was in like one of the pictures with just lingerie, but I was in the very back when you could just see my head poking out and I refused to show my boobs. I'm just now really starting to actually be there for those pictures and still in the back, still trying to hide. But and then we went to that birthday party. It was insane.
There's
a lot.
But that the birthday party is the reason why we're so close to the
Beckenbeerens.
Because
saved her life. Saved them.
There was a whole thing that was going on and
so they are into the BDSM. And they have a dynamic.
And he felt disrespected. It was a thing. And I said, okay, hold on.
This is our forte.
Dallas still brings it up. She's like, I still remember when you said, you're at an 8. I need you down at a 6. And
she still credits him for saving them and her. It was intense. It happened so easily just because we all felt like we knew each other because we had talked daily all of the time.
And it does. We're
live together.
We saw each other every day. Even if we didn't talk every day, we saw each other's faces every day.
And you feel like you're close to people.
That's why we sometimes accidentally offend people nowadays because they feel like they know us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we might interact with them on social media, but we don't necessarily know your face yet or know you as a person.
We know you as a handle or like a nickname.
And so sometimes we hurt some feelings because we don't know exactly who they are.
Yeah.
But at this time, the group was so small.
Yeah, it was a very tiny little corner in TikTok land.
We saw each other daily. We commented on everybody's videos daily.
We were kicked.
Every day somebody was going live and we were in there and we had kicked messages and Snapchat
and texts and we were texting and then that video. Oh, and then we went to Six Flags. That's where I got this shirt actually. Ironically, I put it on and I was like, this is actually the shirt that we got.
Day after we went with a whole bunch of people in the Swinger Society.
Yeah. Our tight crew. We went and that was so much fun. We were all hungover. All just completely exhausted. And we went so slowly through Six Flags. It was chilly. It was pretty cold.
Yeah, it was March at Six Flags. So the crowds, like the lines
were
short.
There was no one there at all. We just could ride when we felt.
Actually a perfect day.
Yeah, so good. We could ride whatever we wanted, whenever we wanted. Some of us would just go shopping. Other ones were going on things together. And it was a really good crew.
Yeah.
And we walked around with our Swinger Society flag, took pictures. And it was a good vanilla chill adult day at Six Flags.
So
we need to do that again.
Yeah.
We just talked about that too.
We did. We're like, it was so good.
We need to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's where it
kind of started.
Really began. And then from then on, we were seeing each other monthly at least, if not three times a month.
Well, that night at Trap, Dan and Lacey said they weren't going to come.
Yeah. And then they ended up showing up last minute.
Last minute, I believe Lacey talked Dan into making the drive. And that was the first time we actually met Dan and Lacey in person.
Yeah.
Like after all the texting and messages, that was the first time we saw them face to face. And we had fun that night. But everybody that night, I remember this, it was a proud daddy moment for me to you was everybody was so shy because they felt And so there, if you've ever been at trapeze, there's a dance floor, and then there's a couple stairs, and there's like a back
spot that no one ever sits in.
Room with like chairs and stuff. And everybody was hanging out back there.
Every single person was sitting back there, just not even talking to each other, just sitting there. And I was so hyped up for so long, and I was so excited to meet all of these like professional swingers, which I thought at the time they were professional swingers. And I was so bummed because I thought we would be dancing. I thought it'd be like sex. I thought it'd be like something.
Because at this point, we're at trapeze every couple weeks.
It was my home. I felt very safe there. I felt really at home. And what I do at trapeze is dance. That's my place to dance. Yeah. And we were out there and no one was dancing. No one was flirting. No one was doing literally anything at all. Yeah. I was so upset. And so I ran around the room and was like, get the fuck up. I was like, we're going to be fucking swingers. Let's be fucking swingers. And I was just hyping everybody up, walking around the room.
And you got everybody out on the dance floor.
I pulled everyone out and I kickstarted the entire party. And I was pretty proud of myself because everyone was being really weird and shy and awkward. And I was like, we're fucking swingers. What are you doing sitting down? Everyone, stand up. Stand up. I was making everyone stand.
You got bossy all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't know. I was feeling some sort of way.
But it worked. Everybody got out of the dance floor.
I was so excited. And everyone was just sitting.
That kind of really started the night, honestly.
Yeah, it started the spankings. Everybody started giving Dallas was spankings for her birthday and everybody started getting on the dance floor, and which brought everyone else on the dance floor and started the night. And I forgot about that.
That was a good
night. I don't know what got into me that night, but I'm glad I did.
But then that night ended and we went, you know, Six Flags, had a great time at Six Flags. And then the next time we saw anybody in the group was the mansion party. Because shortly after that trapeze,
the mansion party,
we got a text message from Dan.
Yeah.
And said, hey, I'm renting a mansion. I'm trying to find 10 couples. 10 couples. This is how much it is, and we're all going to be content creators, because at this point, you had OnlyFans, you just weren't really
active. Just never used it, yeah. I was still on the fence about
it. And he's like, we can make content, and then we're going to have a party with just us at the house.
Yeah, we're going to have a glow party.
And then the Saturday night, we'll all go to trapeze, and it's going to be great.
Yeah,
and we're like, all
weekend.
Right. We're like, let's go.
We're so down.
So we gave him the money, and then we showed up to this Wish...
Yeah.
Majoring off of wish.com.
We thought it was a mansion, but we didn't know any details about it. And so we got there and it was the guest home to a mansion.
Yeah.
And we had just a guest house.
It was a big house. It had lots of room, but we were sharing rooms with strangers.
We ended up having to pick rooms. We were like one of the last ones there. So it was either a room with a bunch of strangers or a room with just one couple. And we had the bed and they had the bunk bed.
Yeah, it was like,
and we had never met these people before. And it was in the basement and we had no electricity.
Yeah, there was no electricity in this room. We ended up there was no light.
It was bad.
We ended up plugging our ring light in and turning it on for light.
Yeah, that was our only light. No electricity. And then all the furniture was breaking. Broke a bed. We broke a bunch. Not on purpose.
No,
like it was literally just sitting on things.
It didn't really break. Like they just wasn't put together really well.
It was,
and so on the bed, this wooden slats would just slide out, and the mattress just falls onto the floor. Like,
yeah, Dan and Lacey were sleeping.
Their bed was like this.
It was so bad.
But that was the first time we actually got to spend time with a lot of these people.
Yeah,
and. That was the first time, honestly, we kind of felt a certain sort of way because we felt left out, I guess.
It ended up turning into a big content orgy, and I was definitely on the fence about it.
Yeah.
And we ended up sitting outside with a couple guys that were there.
Yeah.
And just hanging out, talking.
Yeah. Like, we had fun, but, like, it really started, we realized how much fun focus was on OnlyFans.
I knew people had OnlyFans. I knew that was a thing. I knew we liked showing off. I knew we liked being sexy, wearing lingerie, taking pictures. But I didn't realize how much like the whole weekend was supposed to be about OnlyFans. I guess I was really surprised by that.
We were, I guess, with this group, I guess we were too honest because we said that, oh, OnlyFans is fun, but like we don't make content the first time with other people. Like the first time we swap with other people, it's not for content.
No, we like don't organic schedule sex. Ever. Yeah, it's not a thing we've ever done,
and that's just how we. That's how we do it. And that's how kinda, we still do it, honestly.
Yeah, still do. And that kind of like changed, I think, everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think they kind of changed our dynamic with everyone and stuff. And they realized that we were not.
We're there for a good time and spending time with people and not to make money.
Yeah, we were really excited to be with our friends and be included in our friend weekend with our friends. And I knew we'd be taking pictures and it'd be sexy and it'd be fun and stuff like that. We'd be lingerie and I knew there'd be some playing and stuff, but I didn't realize it was going to be content orgy.
During the day, people had scheduled times to just make content. Was, like they had like, oh, we have this room from this time to this 12
to 2.
Yeah, and we're like, oh.
Yeah,
okay.
It was very, very, very content focused, which we didn't realize going into it. It was going to be like that. We knew if something happens, if we film it, and that's always been kind of how we've done content and OnlyFans. Yeah. But nothing on our pages ever scheduled or collab. We've never done a collab with anyone. Everything has been organically. You want to bring the camera out in the moment and very, you know, low quality.
Yeah.
Because it is just
like
a cell
phone.
Fly
on the wall. Yeah.
Just put up because we want to show off in front of the camera and
so
record it for our memories mostly.
Yeah. In that weekend, we had a lot of intimate, like fun friend
moments
as people.
Yeah.
And
we got close to a few couples that.
And it was a good weekend overall. Everything kind of shifted a little bit. We started to realize everybody's motivator.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah. And then we continued traveling the country with them. So
yeah.
We really became close. Yeah, we wanted to go all over the country and change the world. We wanted to go make as many friends as we possibly could and bring them to the Discord so we could all, as an army, make big changes and do big things and find as many of us as we possibly could. The more, the better. And that was like our purpose for the first year. We traveled the country with them. And every month, at least once a month, if not twice a month, we would be together.
Yeah.
From then on, for the first year and a half, we spent traveling. We went to naughty New Orleans. We spent pretty much every minute together.
Every available weekend we had. We were
stayed up till 4 a.m. talking about life and death and all the things in between, and got really close to people. And we went to Dallas with them, drove like 15 hours and went to Dallas and we spent the weekend there. We went the whole weekend with them. We went to, where else did we go to? Red Room.
Yeah, Red Room in Nashville, Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, Pigeon Forge we did. With Eye Candy.
We did Secrets twice.
Yeah, plus Trapeze in between.
And Trapeze in between,
And we were getting together all of the time just to hang out. And we would meet places and hang out with people and got really close. You can't help but get really close when you...
We went to Splash with them too.
We went hard that
spring
first year
and summer. Mm-hmm. We were at least once
Non-stop.
A month going somewhere
nonstop. Yeah, to an event.
To an
at
event.
Least once a month. Yes. Yeah, and it was every few weeks we were.
And it was all with the same people.
Yeah,
and we got close.
Little, yeah.
Yeah, we thought we were close.
Yeah, we've always been fighting since the very beginning to just be accepted and just to be included. Not even accepted, just included.
Included. Yeah, that's a good... we're always put on the back burner.
There's a lot of people within that group that don't even know our handle. They have not even bothered to know what our handle is and what our screen names are and what our t-shirts say and what our podcast is. We have a lot of people that consider us still new and still
less than. We're treated less than, and that's the problem.
And with social media, unfortunately, and businesses involved and people starting their own businesses and stuff, it somewhere along the lines turned into a competition.
That's not the type of people we are.
Not at all. And people don't like that.
No.
We're going to tell you how we feel.
Yeah.
It's a curse and a blessing.
We're going to tell you how we feel. And when people talk to us in confidence, it stays with us.
Yeah.
It stays with us.
And there's always been... You're only allowed to know so many things and be told so many things because it's this fear of us always going and telling people things, I think, that holds a big part of it, is that this fear that we're going to go out and... Because in the past, there's been
people that's got burned.
Swing talk, unfortunately.
Yeah.
People go and do crazy things and go off and make up stories, or they go and elaborate stories, or they go tell these stories and these intimate details about stuff. And I understand, you know, being cautious. But like 4 years and traveling and having close relationships with people.
Yeah.
And still never letting you in ever.
Well, I think the worst part for me personally is we thought we were close.
Once you realize it was only.
And then when we weren't making all the content and stuff like that, we realized, so we weren't actually, we're not friends.
Yeah.
Like, or just acquaintances, like we just are on social media at the same time. Because I thought we had good moments and we're really close.
Yeah, I thought we were really, really close. Birthdays, holidays, any events that are happening, always still try to reach out and keep in touch and try to connect and stuff. And at some point, a wall went up. And I don't know if it was because we
stayed friends with other people that...
I think that has a lot to do with it. I think that we are not going to not be friends with someone just because you have a bad experience with those people. I will keep that in mind and I will be cautious of that. But I always give everyone the benefit of the doubt and I really try to include everyone. And I really, if they've never done anything to me, I have no reason to not be friends with them.
Yeah.
And I honestly do want to be friends with everyone. And it's one of my problems that I have, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't hate people or don't dislike people just because someone else doesn't like them. Especially when I don't think that the reason that they're not friends or it has nothing to do with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with us. It's
more of a personal thing. And I think there's always a fear of just slandering and talking about stuff when there's nothing that ever really happened. It's never nothing happened.
Yeah.
It was just a wall that was put up.
Yeah.
And it was
out of their fear.
Yeah. And a corner where you pushed it.
They had been burned.
Yeah.
Before.
And I completely get that. And I understand that. But you know, we've showed nothing but
love
and support. And we have continuously been there and showed up and worked my ass off. I've worked my ass off every day
to build this
for the
community.
Past 4 years for a mission and for a community and for something that I thought that we were all in it for.
And especially the past year, that community that we worked hard with all these other people to build has been put on the back burner.
Yeah, and then for the last year, it's been pretty much no communication.
No.
Nothing at all.
They have nothing. I think especially we're in the same
circle
space.
Yeah.
It's especially now, because before... A couple of our friends are the only ones with podcasts.
Yeah.
They were the lifestyle podcasts.
Yeah.
And
we want a podcast because we wanted a space where we aren't censored, where we can talk and where we can openly. And it just became more of, again, this competition and this numbers game and money. Unfortunately, money really tainted all of it. I think that really was where it all went wrong. This has never really made us any money ever.
No.
We make scraps for a couple of codes that we sometimes people use and stuff, and the effort that we've done for the last 4 years. I post multiple times a day, every single day for 4 years, and make content and do a podcast and
literally it's all for heart. The community and for
it's all a love project. It's definitely a passion project. It's a love thing. It's a heart thing, and we are just on two totally different. It's okay. That's okay. We have two totally different, but I guess for this last, especially a few months, have just realized that we just are on different paths and we're just not on the same. I thought that we were in this for the same reason and we're not, and that's okay. And there's no hard feelings. I'm not mad at anybody.
And that's what,
but I've taken a step back, obviously. It's very, apparent. And I, at this point, it's hurting more than and you more than it's helping.
And well, at this point, I'm torn because of I'm still holding on to what we used to have.
I know. It was so good and beautiful.
Yeah.
And
like,
wonderful.
And I want, and it'll never be like that again. I know it'll never be like that again. And
no.
I don't know. It's just so,
unfortunately, it was anyone on social media and anyone that wanted to be an influencer or a host. And it was whoever gets the most views.
Yeah. Into a competition.
Whoever has potential to make the best TikToks. And whoever has the potential to make the best OnlyFans content. TikTok is fun. And the videos are cute. And the OnlyFans is hot. And it's, fun to take pictures of myself when I feel myself. I just wish more people would own what it is that they are doing and their mission and what their passion is within the space. And ours is to end the stigma and to get rid of all of the myths and misconceptions and lies about it, and show people that we are normal, regular, everyday people with kids and regular lives 99% of the time.
Yeah.
And we like to have fun together the rare times that we get away. And our kids are getting older and we're having more space and more freedom, and we can take trips together and we can have time together. And
well, we realize our best life. And the kind of reason social media is so powerful is there's such a stigma behind it. The only way people are going to get over it and it to be more normalized is exposure to it.
Yeah. The more they see it, and the more
we see all the hate comments and everything we get every day.
All day. Every day.
But the more people are exposed to the normalcy of the lifestyle.
Yeah. That's why my content is really just, this is not true. This is a lie. This is the stuff you think, but here's what it really is, and educate them a little bit. And we're not trying to recruit swingers, which is a big get all the time.
We're just trying to make it.
Don't tell them about the lifestyle. We don't want them here and stuff. But you know how many people have seen our videos and have walked up to us and told us that we've changed their entire lives?
Yeah. That we had no idea, and now they're...
This is exactly what we wanted, and this has changed everything. It has enhanced our marriage, our life.
Our communication.
Everything.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for the first time in 30 years, 20 years. We have never been this happy.
Yeah. We're on the brink of separating or divorce because we wouldn't talk to each other.
But we wanted the same thing and had no idea because we didn't even know where to begin. And we saw a video of yours and it sparked a conversation. And anytime that I feel like giving up and the 20th account gets shut down and we're starting from scratch all over again. And Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays when we have to do content, and every single day of our life that we have to come up with new stories and new ideas and everything. That is what I always think of in the back of my head. Yeah. It's just how many people are out there.
It's crazy how the universe
that want it
puts those people right in front of us at the most opportune times.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. We'd be like on the fence of like,
is this worth it?
Is it worth it? People just hate us. No one wants to see it.
I'm ready to
Losing accounts left and right. Yeah. Like, we're on the brink of just not doing it. And then we'll get...
Yeah.
an experience or an email, or meet someone at an event
or
that just reinvigorates why we do it. Like we just have to be reminded sometimes. And it's crazy how the
I usually here lately I've been getting it while we're all together with our friends at like events and stuff, like at the club when I was crying, that was a big moment of like, this is why this, these people are why this is what I'm, this is my whole mission. And then like at the glow party, I had to really, I broke down and just looking around at the amount of people that were there, and like 60% of them are brand new, have never been to any event ever. And that's insane. And so many people that are still out there that have no idea this is, exists, and they have no clue that this whole community of people, and it's full of, we've searched our whole entire lives for people like this.
Yeah.
We have talked about this since we were in our early 20s. We've been dreaming and fantasizing and wishing for a group of people in a community that could understand us, could love us, that just gets it.
Yeah.
And now we have so many people that just get it. And we've said that a million times. We just want people in our life that get it, that understand what it's like to be in love.
That's what we've always said. We just want people on our level.
Yeah, that understand what life is about and what you want out of life and being in love with your spouse and it being a good thing. Because unfortunately, we've always been outcasted because we liked each other. Because we'd rather be together than go to a bar or hang out with other men and women alone or whatever.
It's not my idea of a good night when I'm with a whole bunch of guys. All they do is complain about their wives.
Spouses.
Or partners, and not having sex or joking around that, oh, it's almost my birthday, time for a blowjob.
Yeah, my annual blowjob.
Like, wait a minute.
Like, we just never could relate or connect to people like we have now.
Like, how often do you guys have sex? I'm sorry, can't relate.
And I actually want to go home and hang out on the couch and watch TV with my husband. Like, what? You don't want to go to the club, the bar, the whatever? Nah. Like, we've always been outcasted for
Even when we go places like for an event, a lifestyle event, we always have that moment, like before we get ready, like, I could nap. We could just stay here and just hang out in the hotel room and watch Netflix.
We've always been pretty content with
We don't have to go.
Being together, and everyone always talks shit about us, and we never could find couples that got it. And now we can find couples to do that together with, and it has changed our entire life just being.
Yeah.
And the conversations that you get into in this lifestyle with other people are so deep and meaningful, and there's no mask up. You can just be yourself, and if you know, you know.
Yeah.
It's just good. It's good. You have just, I don't know. I love you guys. I love I love this lifestyle more than I can even explain.
Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Vixen has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
I, you know, I'm kind of reevaluating the people that I'm surrounding myself with and the content that I'm making and our podcast and our mission and our purpose and our message and what we stand for. And so, you know, we're going to be cutting ties with a lot of people that just, it just does not align with what our mission is and what our purpose is. And that's okay. And there's no hard feelings. It's lessons learned. And we're grateful for all of those relationships.
And those experiences we've shared. Oh, yeah. And
we will forever, we support everyone. I have always supported, done nothing but support everyone. But I've not felt supported very, very, very much. I've never really had anyone, you know, cheering me on quite as loud as I cheer on a lot of people. And he's there too, but he's there for like the podcast, you finally get to see him. But for the most part, you haven't seen him for about a year. So he's really been career focused and not kind of been in the back burner, and maybe three TikToks this past year with him in it. It's been me.
Yeah, because I used to make my own TikToks and this and that. And
I hate saying me, but content and social media and talking about that, it is me. Everything you see is me. I wake up every morning with what can I make next? What can I do? How can I touch people? It's hard because I've not had a voice very much, even though it's been me every day talking. I've had to keep up. I feel like it's constant competition. It's a constant numbers game. It's a constant algorithm that I'm having to fight. A computer. It's the constant hate that I get all day, every day. I never feel good enough. I never feel like I belong. And we're reevaluating a lot of stuff this year. And 2025 is our year. We are that hot couple in GA. That's what we are. We are lifestyle hosts. We love supporting our friends. That's literally what we've done since day one. We have hosted for everyone. We have had affiliate codes. We've been...
Yeah.
We made no money doing it. We don't need money doing it. I just want everyone to thrive. I just want everyone to also find their people and find the couples that they touch and change lives. I want to change lives. I think if we all do it together, we could change the world. We could change laws. There's no reason.
But we're not going to do that if we
continue this path and we just keep on being like silenced and pushed aside and have to put ourselves in this little box and be scared to say what we feel and what we want to say.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's hurting our mission, and we're reevaluating the things that we associate ourselves with, the people that we associate ourselves with. And I got no hard feelings. It's not a competition. It's a collaboration. And I know it sounds so cheesy and cliche and everything, but that's what we've believed. And I've never strayed from that. And I still will continue to be there if anyone needs me. But we're just on a different path than a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we are our own thing. And we've never owned what we are at all.
Yeah, no. We've always been I don't know how to put it. We're never the main attraction when
we're always the last thought. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, maybe we should say something to Ashley and Russ about it. Oh yeah, maybe we should include them. Or, oh yeah, someone mentioned that we should probably tell you. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
We have to keep on fighting for this, like...
I think what hurts the worst is we were that at one point. That's how it used to be. And
now I'm like, can I please be included in one picture per year? And then I'm always in the back trying to fight my way to get my half of my face shown. And I don't know why. I don't know what I did, because there has been people that have done nothing but do bad things and say bad things and talked bad and didn't go in with it with good intentions that have been held up so high. Like, no one takes me seriously.
Yeah.
No one considers me. I'm never included.
I just want to be like, feel validated that we also matter. Like, you
I'd like
also
to even
matter.
Be considered.
Yeah.
And I hate saying me again. I hate saying me and I, because I know it's the hot couple in GA and it's Ashley and Russ. But what we're talking about in the social media aspect and the videos and the pictures is me thing. But specifically, I feel like I am left out.
Yeah.
For one reason. And I constantly am being told I'm the nicest person you'll ever meet. I'm so sweet. I've never heard nothing but good things that I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
But yeah, why wouldn't you want me to be there then? It just doesn't make sense. And I don't know what I did. And no one's ever had conversation with me. It's feels much, very much like when I was in middle school. Not even high school. Middle school. And everyone's talking about somebody every time you are around. So you can only imagine what they're talking about.
Yeah. That's
behind
what,
your back.
Yeah.
And I've experienced that over and over and over.
Well, and that's why we pull away from those situations, because if you're talking bad about this person,
And your friends' friends.
And your friends. Supposedly friends.
No.
I'm not going to hang around you as much.
I don't
want to
associate with anybody.
Like, sorry.
But then there's this years and love and friendship that you think you have. And
yeah.
So it's deeper than just not. Yeah. And it goes really deep. And unfortunately, it's a lot harder than just not. Because also, we're in the same circle, the same space. We have our business. And we are going to the same, we have the same friends, we have the same circles, we have the same events, yeah. We have the same clubs that we go to, we have the same, and so you're always gonna have to be around it and just suck it up, and it's getting harder and harder, and that's not what I want.
No.
And I don't know how that's gonna change. I don't know if it's ever gonna change. I don't know if there's a way to change it. I don't know.
I don't know.
I really don't know what's gonna happen.
But what makes it worse is we can't have a conversation with them in private.
Yeah.
There's avoidance.
And a lot of them just cut you off.
Yeah.
Just
for no reason. It's just avoidance.
And when you do end up running into them, it's high. It's very fake. It's very surface level. It's very.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And it's never an opportunity to sit down. And there's a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we shall see, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's all right. It's getting better.
It is.
Everything's getting better.
It is. This is going to be our year,
this
baby.
This is it. 2025. The Hot Couple and GA. This is our year. But, yeah. So, that was a lot.
That was a lot.
that was a lot.
So much.
That was a lot on our chest that we've had sitting there for a very long time. And
yeah.
We finally have a voice and say what we want to say.
I just want to end it on, I know the people are going to hear this, and I just want to say that I still love them.
Yeah, nothing but love.
And even though we feel a certain way,
it's out of love.
It's out of love, and that's why it hurts so bad.
Yeah, it's out of love. It's all about love. And
I don't have any hate towards these people.
No.
Or resentment or anything like that. It's just, like you've already said, we're on different paths at this point.
Yeah, and we're just adjusting.
And our priorities are different than they once were.
And we've experienced different groups and the way things work in other spaces and stuff. And we prefer that. And that's where we fit in more. And our mission is aligned with them. And it's not a bad thing. It's just we align with this group better, or that group better, or this event better, or we just are reevaluating and changing a little bit as we go, and we're still learning, and we don't know what we're doing here. We still are new here. We don't know.
We're just a baby.
We're still trying to figure out what to do and what this is all going to mean and what it's going to be. I'll say what I say to everyone that asks why and what it is, and no one ever should have to lose their children or their houses or their jobs because you are doing something in private with other consenting adults. Should never happen. And that is always number one on my mission and in my heart. And that is the whole reason. That sums it up. And we're going to make it that way.
Yeah.
And it's...
It's a
not
long,
easy.
Hard fight.
And you have to be patient with us. But we want to change the world. We want to change laws. We want to change hearts. And we want to change people's brains. And we want to just let people know we're here. Because there's a lot of us. We're not going anywhere. Yeah. We're only getting bigger. And we're only getting stronger. And there's so many more of us than you even know out there. And most all of us are hiding.
Out of fear.
We have to. Because of fear and hatred and stigma, and we want to make that not anymore. We just want to change that.
We just want to
not do that anymore. We want less of that. And so that's been our purpose since day one, and it will continue to be our purpose. And you can count on us. And we want all the friends, all the love. We just, it's all love. It's all out of love.
Yes.
Everything is love. And on that note,
it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird.
Bye.
We love you.